Info. Morning, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Digest. Today is Wednesday, and being Wednesday, it's a Dear Bumi Day. Good morning, Auntie Bumi. I'm sure you're fine out there. I should have come to see you, but you know, to cross the bridge these days is wahala. But my mind is where you are. Okay, and I hope you're doing fine. I have Helena More here, the erstwhile partner of Segun Agbede on the program, but she's here alone today. Good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Helen is also going to be here on Saturday with Segun Agbede, and myself and Marian will be looking at the elections as they progress. That's if the elections take place. It will be from 7 to 10. She'll be having her breakfast here. Maybe you'll even bring breakfast along. Keep up,
Irene
Godje.
Pepper soup.
Now make it get. Now meat it will get on. At the fair bone.
I'll think about it.
That's why I like you. That she's like mother to all, you know. She's like a mother hen. All of us are under her jurisdiction. Helen, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, Uncle Jimmy.
Okay, so we have some issues here, as usual, on Dear Bumi. Most of you know, if you're on YouTube or Facebook Live, this is the document. This is the document that Dear Bumi produces. And actually, the column is called Dear Bumi, Tackling Your Problems with Candor. With candor, yes. And imagine, she's been doing this for 40-something. How old are you, Self?
Uncle Jimmy, that's not a matter for public discourse.
What is it about age? She's been doing this for about 40. I want to know whether she's been doing it before you were born.
Uncle Jimmy.
No, she's been doing this for about 6 years. Auntie Bumi was already in the Daily Times. I was a small rat in 1974. When I got my first byline in Daily Times.
Let me give you an idea. In
1974, where were you?
I just started nursery school.
Hell! So if in 1974, I told you to come back, why don't you say papa? At that time, I'd have been termed a pedophile.
Yes.
But now, at this age, I dare not ask you to come and sit there and say papa. It gives me a fair idea. If you were in nursery school, it gives me a fair idea of when you were born.
Yeah.
I could jolly well be your dad, you know.
You can't.
Yes. What year were you born?
Unless you were mischievous as a teenager.
That is not the issue. Of course, a teenager I can give birth to a child.
You cannot be seen to be promoting teenage fatherhood.
I'm not promoting. I'm saying that you could be. don't use that one on me. What I'm saying is that I could have been your dad.
No, you
and
couldn't.
Then we do look alike. Maybe there was a stray bullet that you don't know about.
No, I'm sure of that. I know my father.
Okay, so these are the issues that are here. One Bilkis says that, did he ever care about our marriage? Another one, Alfred, says that my wife refuses to... wait a minute. My wife refuses to accept this pregnancy. Did his wife get somebody pregnant? No, it must be the pregnancy of another. He gets it now. Out of wedlock. Yeah, it's one of the three bullets we're talking about. This one, Sherifa says that, why is he so nasty to me when we go out? I think I've seen this before. Stella says, feel like telling my mother-in-law to get lost. Yes, I remember this. But we would still take it because perspectives would be different. Then Alan says that older women could be amazing. Then this Julius, let me just paraphrase it to say that the wife calls the ex's name at the wrong time. The wife calls the ex's name.
That's the man's ex.
Let us assume. The woman calls the ex's name at the wrong time. Let us assume that the woman's name is Yabo. Yabo at one time had a boyfriend called Sheson. Okay? She's now married to Bartholomew. So at the wrong time, she's calling Bartholomew Sheson.
That's worrisome.
At the wrong time, so you get what I'm saying. You know, this daytime, this thing. So that is worrisome. So we'll find a way around it. We have to talk about it in a show you get now. So bear in mind, you are talking of a chesson and the Bartholomew.
when we get to that.
I have a great fan who is always listening, Mr. Lakabo. I hope you are enjoying yourself. Good morning. Okay, and then good morning. Let me even, I'm in that kind of mood now. Let me say hello to my old boys. You know, my old boys. We're all in the group, class 71. Nosigbe, Eddie OJ, Sojo Obasa, a.k.a. I cannot call that, I cannot add that nickname. Yofewala is the chairman and he's brutal. He will throw me off the group. Okay, let's get that. And Daddy, good morning too, my fellow Lagosian. Okay, where do I start from? Why is he so nasty to me when I'm going my five? This my wife refuses to accept his pregnancy. Yeah,
now the man get belly.
Wait, cool down. Like they say, we say in Asian, my Asian people, but there, I mean, they say, cool down. See, my wife and I have been married for over 10 years. And she doesn't have a child. She had a few miscarriages, and now one of her fallopian tubes has been snipped off. When she had an ectopic pregnancy, that ectopic is okay. I recently had a fling. I had a fling with an old girlfriend, and she is now pregnant. That's what we call stribulet. I had to tell my wife about this, but to my horror, what did he think? He said, to my horror, she said, if the baby isn't got rid of, she will leave me. He said, I really didn't know. This one, the body hot, too. Body day hot. Very hot. He's saying, and she's not the one, no. Okay, so the man is now wondering, I mean, after waiting all these years for a child, and I have the hope of one, I should do the right thing. Yet my wife is adamant because he's begging her. Hey, baby, look now, this her child. He forgot that he's the one that has a child, not her. She wouldn't say if my support for the child is only financial. She says he must get rid of it. She's asking dear Bumi for help. If you are the one that this bill was sent to, what will you tell him? Remember the woman, the fallopian tube is down to one, and now he has his girlfriend has a pregnancy, and he said that he made it sound like he was a stribulet. He said he had a fling. So he's caught in a bad situation, back and front. The first question, the first issue is, let's deal with the man. You had a fling. Are you sure that the baby is yours? If it was a fling, DNA can sort that one out.
That I was going to say that question is between the. It's only the woman that can answer.
No,
that
let us. But let us. First, it's the man's dilemma. He has to settle that.
It's only the woman that. So can what answer should he do now?
This woman
and
is saying.
Science.
This woman said that he must get rid of the baby.
I disagree with the woman.
Yes, first of all, abortion is a sin anyway.
Not just from a religious perspective.
But it's a sin.
She has no right to take a decision for the other woman. It is the other woman who will decide whether she wants to keep the baby or not, the man.
But she said, if he doesn't get rid of the child, she will leave him.
Now the man will be that. Now the man will be that. Because if the other woman... there are two parties outside of the wife. Honestly sympathize with the wife.
That's the wife. Which wife? Is it wife one or wife two? No. Is a fling.
Nasty babe. Nah, sorry.
But you know, in Yoruba land, once a woman has a child for you, it don't become a yahoo be that.
And now, you know, even girlfriend now, yahoo for Yoruba land.
Yeah, but why yahoo me?
I know me. That's what Yoruba people did.
Feta, cool down.
Feta has a strong opinion on this matter.
It's difficult to analyze these things where Feta is because it's very hot.
There's not really.
But you see, you can't sit straight.
Feta, your body, make you pour water for Feta, make him body cool down. The woman, the wife in this case, has a right to protest. However, she has no right to decide whether the man should keep the baby or not.
No, she's not claiming the right. She says she will leave him.
The man will have to beg him now. People say a lot of things when they are angry. You know.
And maybe she's actually just testing him out.
People say a lot. You know, I've seen one video, one skit, where the woman said, "You are just coming in. Oh yeah, be going." And the guy just said, "No problem." He started packing. And the woman said, "Come here. You can't even beg. You can't even beg. I don't. We are going to take care of these children together." So maybe the woman is in that logic to say, "Let me show this man and make him pay for it."
So if you are going to advise the wife, what will you tell her?
I will beg her to reconsider. Yes.
What will you tell the man?
The man will also beg his wife. He has not done well by her, but you know, human beings. One of the things I say is I like to put things in context. This is a man who wants children, and he's not had a child for 10 years, and he now decides maybe part of the reason he even went out is let me even go and try outside,
and to then see, he to see
yeah
he whether he's shooting
yeah,
plants
yeah
mm. You know, oh, okay so. I am tempted.
Don't.
No, I want to read what they are. I didn't say I'm tempted was. No, I'm not tempted.
I said, don't read Aunty Bumi.
Oh, okay. I thought you said that. He says that Aunty Bumi says that though as it is as a typical flower error, there is no guarantee that your marriage will survive. Oruagba. I never looked at it that way. Because either which way, his marriage could be ended.
Because he wants yes. children.
Yes. Carry, Auntie Bumi, carry. We're done.
But then, Uncle Jimmy, why the man no think of adoption?
He didn't say specifically that he was looking for a child. Adoption, even if he adopts, there will sometimes be stray bullet now. You know.
Why are you always championing stray bullets?
I'm not championing it, but it's a fact of life. I mean, what? I'm not championing it.
These things cause more problems.
I know.
You can
I don't even encourage it. How can a man, you know, be
polygamy
unfaithful?
Is bad,
very bad,
and toxic.
Yes, I agree with you.
And so, stop saying stray bullets.
What is it?
Okay, continue.
Is it because I call it a stray bullet? That's why you. It's that's what. It's an elder of mine. He's dead now. You know, I won't mention his name. He's dead. He's a popular person. I went to his house. I saw one boy coming down the staircase. Young chap, 24, 25. So I was going to meet him in his bedroom, and he said, "Ajimi, injury boy to sokale here. This is boy sokale very yes. Mukoni kiba yes. She did the secretary at this table at Oloti Dowunye. At that 24, the boy was already an engineer, like the father.
It's bad, honestly. The man is already in trouble.
It's bad.
He's already in trouble. So he
but don't you think Africa would Nigeria would be better if we Google had. If we socially completely allow polygamy,
see whether
because by our culture is not wrong,
whether it is official or unofficial, a lot of men are polygamists.
Yes,
some just
even I'm not one of them, but wouldn't it be better if we instead of doing kurukere,
we don't know, we don't even have evidence to know your status, however.
You're talking about me?
Yes.
Am I the subject of this?
We don't have evidence.
Please let us move over to the next thing over there. What nonsense. What's the time? 9:16.
If you say polygamy is
what am I going to? What are we going to tell this Julius whose wife is not concentrating at the appropriate time?
Ah, that one a bad man.
It should just take a walk. It's bad man.
No, he go ask. Maybe. There are one of two things. Maybe the wife is still in an entanglement with that other one
mentally.
Or the wife does not think the man.
Very smart women do not mention names.
I don't know about that.
Very smart women have nicknames.
Ah, okay.
They have all boyfriends are baby.
Ah, okay.
Oh, dear.
You see, when I talk, say, Uncle Jimmy, you are not clean.
No, I said all women.
You are not clean no, at all. Your hand is very, very young.
There was a story. This story I'm telling you, the person is listening.
Remember, it's daytime radio.
I know. This story I'm telling you is elderly. He's elderly, very elderly person. He's listening as we speak. He's going to call to abuse me. But let me make a joke out of him. So, this guy goes out and comes back in the morning. Say he gets. He went out to area 2 and came back in the morning, and he wanted I was there, that's why this story is very this I was there, but everybody, he came back in the morning. I got there at about 7:30. Then he said, "Tea for you?" I said, "Yes, sir." So he I said the house girl of in the other house.
getting good that because of that thing.
I'm part of the day because my dad said, look at you, I'm wired. Look. Since that time, any house help in any of his houses.
You see what people give me the cost?
Tell you.
Too much confusion.
No, like said, Jesus on a bad market. No, let him go and his problem himself. Yes. But what about this Alan who says that older women could be amazing? You know, you are now getting old. So,
what, are you calling me a sugar mommy?
No, I'm not saying you're a sugar mommy.
So what do you mean I'm getting not old?
You said, you know, by your own definition, you said in the 70s when Auntie Bumi was writing this thing, you were getting out of nursery into secondary
school. So that means I'm over 50.
That means you're over 50. Have you over
heard,
50 is a sugar
mommy. Have you heard that 50 is, only, is the new 21?
Yeah, but if can you have a boyfriend who is 30, 25?
Age, they say age is just a number, right?
This one said, okay, himself and, you know, she's 11 years older.
Ah, that one's not bad now.
It's not bad. Mm. So if you calculate your age at about 54, let me make a look you well. About 54, 55.
No, I'm not.
Okay, let us leave the age out of it. Let us say 11 years older.
Ah, kilo day.
So he now says that he wants to spend the rest of his life with somebody who is 11 years older.
How old is he?
He didn't talk about his age. Oh. But let's assume, for argument purposes, that Alan is about 40. Mm. So his girlfriend is 51. Mm. What I would tell Alan is that it will still look okay because at 51, mama young lady, lule. But when Alan turns 51 and he's still bubbling, at 61, signs of Ilule will become small, small. But when Alan is 61, Mama will be 72. Then the difference will show.
Have you seen some 70-year-old women?
No. Where?
They look 50. Hey, but, I've seen a 60-year-old woman who looks 40.
Jokes apart, life has changed completely. You're absolutely right. You are absolutely right. Just according to me, I know a woman who is 72. Is stand very well.
Yeah, I mean, people look at me and think it's I'm hot. In my 40s.
Wait. Now. So, you don't say that. You let people say that.
People, they tell me, no be you. You be Baba now. Young people, we know waiting their town. Then they tell me, say they
so think. They no pass me?
Yeah, of course. Uncle Jimmy, you are the old model now. We're talking of Tesla. They talk of Ford and...
We cannot talk about it. Let's just say that you are talking of digital
and
you
are analog.
Analog.
Ah, kilo de.
So some people think that you are 40.
Oh yeah. I've been in a class where by lunchtime, I think the participants couldn't stomach it anymore. They said, please don't be offended. How old are you? I said, I told them, that we thought you were our mates.
A lot of these younger boys. Not boys. Younger men. A lot of them. Sometimes they like older women because of the comfort they provide. No, true or false?
These ones had no intentions, Uncle Jimmy.
You start gently. You begin to build it up.
That's how you do it.
Not that make it, no. Just. Would you call a damn? What does that mean? How do I translate that to English? My cutlass has only one eye. My cutlass has only one eye. I didn't finish reading what Auntie Bumi said, though. She says that. She said, back to that guy. She said, now that you're determined to make the most of this opportunity of being a dad, reassure your wife that you are not abandoning her. That is certain. Do all you can. Unfortunately, there are no easy answers for anyone. I don't expect any. You are not in the driving seat, nor is your wife. Hang in the balance and behave as decently as you can. Excuse me, to everyone who has to live with the consequences of this affair. Our lines are open 0700-993-993-993-0145-65-7190. You can make your contribution to this discussion. It's Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. It's Dear Bumi Day. I have Helen Emore here to announce to you tomorrow we are going to be examining the crime element in hate speech. This morning I saw one young man maybe in his early 30s or thereabout, threatening everybody fire and brimstone. He doesn't know that he has walked right bang, if he's not careful, into something criminal. If he's listening and he can quickly delete it, his face is there, his video is there. You know, saying that anybody who doesn't vote either which way, this is going to happen and that is going to happen. If anybody knows him, he should quickly go and delete it very quickly. And don't think that the crime stops here. Don't think that because you are protected by your political godfathers, you might get away with it. They could sacrifice you. So somebody sent it to me on Facebook, and I felt so, had his name been there, I would have called him. That, what do you think you're doing? So tomorrow we are going to look at the criminal element of hate speech. Okay, we'll take a short break and then we'll be right back. Let us look at what Billy Keys is saying. Billy Keys says that my husband gets a load of kicks from flirting with other women. For the 8 years we've been married, I've watched him chat up women and had countless nights anxiously waiting for him to come home from his night crawling. Now, after his last affair, where his latest girlfriend insulted me to my face in his presence, I've decided I can no longer live with him. Yes, she has decided, Bill Clinton has decided, I've had enough. His latest girlfriend insulted his wife to her face. Not behind, not in front, not under, not up. To her face, insulted her, kuro kuro, eye to eye. So she says, I've had enough. When I told him I wanted out of the marriage, he said that suited him fine.
Ah.
Criminal. Is that fine? And he was thinking of going abroad to work. This would mean even our two children might not see him again. It's hell being with a man who can stay faithful. But if I end our marriage, my children will lose their father. What should I do? Bilkis, before Ellen says anything, she says that, let me read what she says again, that if I end our marriage, my children will lose their father. If you don't end your marriage, your children will lose their mother. Because she will lose her mind at this rate.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, what do you think?
So there's a lot of talk about domestic violence and abuse in relationships. Mm-hmm. And there's physical abuse.
And mental
and there's
abuse.
Also mental abuse. This is mental abuse.
But you know abuse and
it's mental torture because it makes her feel less of a woman by philandering shamelessly.
Is that a criminal thing?
It's not criminal, it's emotional.
It's emotional.
But
okay.
But more importantly, what does he tell the women that gives them the audacity to insult her?
Well, look, from the guy's response, I don't think he's keen on this woman any longer. From his response to say that, well, if you want to leave me, it's fine, I'm going abroad anyway. And usually when that happens, let me bring in some experience because I did some tiny work in a publication called Lagos Weekend, when we used to cover divorce cases. Yes, I was going to bring Wakabout to the studio one of these days. I'll bring him again. Usually when you find a woman trapped like this and she can't leave, maybe most likely she had been unfaithful to him, or he perceived that and he wants to punish her.
I think there's also the economic angle. Most women who...
No, if he gets to a point, I can assure you that if he gets to a point that the women are insulting the woman to her face, first and foremost, in 9 cases out of 10, girlfriend will never meet wife or whatever. Unless...
How do you know?
I'm talking from, I've worked in Lagos Weekend, I've covered...
you wanted to say you're talking from experience?
I read the blogs. I read Linda EKG and all these books. And I see these stories, you know, opera, all this. Yes. So first of all, and then just, you know, there was a time when I was in my drinking days, I used to go to Biapano and so on. So in Biapano, you hear something like this. So when you hear something like this, usually, not in all cases, when the girlfriend can insult the woman, he says, what if they're making come out? You know, some men cannot tell their wives to go.
Uncle Jimmy, I disagree with you on that point.
You cannot disagree. You're a woman. What do you know in this case?
I'm telling you. Remember, it takes two to make these things happen.
No, I'm telling you from the man's perspective. You can tell me.
Today is International Women's Day.
I know. Happy birthday to all the women. Back to what we are discussing. You can tell me the woman's angle. A woman cannot tell me the man's angle.
And I'm telling you the woman's angle. That woman does not sound like she's guilty.
No, I didn't say she's guilty. You see, that is the problem.
Because you are saying that it
I
is
said
probably...
most likely. Yeah, it's a probability.
It is highly likely she's not.
This is high-level, well-thought-out analysis. Yes. Because ask any man. Who could I call now? If I call anybody now, if I call any one of them now, they'll be thinking that make Jimmy not mention my name, should they call me? I would have called. Maybe I should call. If I call Muiwa now, I leave you to guess which Muiwa you think I'm calling, but I can't call him. But usually, when it gets to a point where a girlfriend, it means the man, for whatever reason, doesn't respect the woman anymore, talking seriously now, doesn't respect her anymore, and most likely it could have been something that either a cutting with Kurube or a cutting with another man. Don't forget that cutting doesn't mean cutting red-handed. If you want to go out, if you want to go for lunch with a man now, if I want to invite you for lunch now, I won't take you to a hotel, I take you to a restaurant. Because anybody who sees you in an hotel with a man and you say it's lunch, a woman has to be very careful. We went to the restaurant, they said the air conditioner was not working, so they gave us a room upstairs to have lunch.
Which kind of lunch with that? No, but Uncle Jimmy, on a serious note, right? From what you read, because that's the only evidence I have.
Yes.
I don't want to bring anything that is not in that piece of paper.
Yes.
From what you read, that woman sounded like the man has been treating her badly. And it is something men do.
No, they do and shouldn't be doing it.
Exactly.
Granted. But getting back to where you would find a man being this daring. He wants a woman. He's desperate for the woman.
Do you know part of why that man has the audacity to tell her that she
don't
will never see?
I don't like the way even... I'm not the guilty
but
one.
But you're
now
making a case for the man, Uncle. Okay, I'll point my hand this way.
Listen, Helen. What I am doing is I am telling you what I think. I'm not making a case for
no,
you.
No, but okay. Can
because
I
for me, even if you catch a woman that you do whatever it is, let her just go.
But this woman, Uncle Jimmy, what is happening? What I'm seeing here, the reason why that man has the audacity to say she will never see the children will never see him again is because he knows the woman does not have economic capacity. Will a man dare tell
how
me?
How do you know?
Man tell me that you are going abroad, therefore my pikin no go see? How much did they take
you
abroad? It is.
Don't you know who you are?
This is part of the. This is part of the problems why women stay in bad marriages,
which they shouldn't be. This humiliation is one too many. It's one too many.
She should leave him. Let him go.
I agree with that.
And get her life
so what
back
she
on
should,
track.
She should go away.
She should leave him. Let
but
him
she's
go
already making excuses. If I end our marriage, my children will lose their father.
How?
When they're grown up, they
will look for him.
Do you know? Let me now tell you something, Helen. Do you know that it's possible that the man suspects not that he's right, that the children are not his?
Uncle Jimmy, you foresee all this kind of theory?
I'm telling you the things that can be thought of.
Is there anything in this story that indicates that the children are not the man's own?
Because the man is ready to walk. He said, when I told him I wanted out of the marriage, when she told him that, darling, I don't want the man out with any darling. She said, it suited him fine. And he was thinking of going to work abroad anyway. He already wanted to leave the woman.
That's just human nature. It doesn't make the woman guilty of anything.
I've not said that. You see, that is you have a persecuted mentality.
I don't have a persecuted. You keep in first. You first say maybe the woman then you now say maybe she follow man. Now you are saying maybe children are not the woman. So
who mentioned what does Kurube mean?
I don't know. You are the one that said Kurube.
You
now.
See. No, you need a hearing aid.
I don't agree this one at all. I beg. This is how society persecutes women.
You know, it's not fair. You know, Ellie, you know, I wish I could do Dear Bumi 7 days a week. And leave all these political jabber.
It's boring.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. I enjoy this. So, you know, now my spirit is very high. You know, even without cash in my pocket, I'm bubbling. You know, my BP has gone down. If you could get a measuring something, mm-hmm. that's gone down. Okay, so let me ask my listeners what they think.
Ask them now.
Call them. I hope the woman will call you now because the female line, I cannot see you ringing. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Mr. Jimmy.
Morning. Morning.
Good morning. Yes. Hi, Miss Ellen. Hi. I am waiting for you. You are giving it. You have said it all. Fire for fire. You are so right.
Hey, Ronnie.
It is true. Because this one that you are doing, Mr. Jimmy, is like victim blaming. You are blaming the victim.
I'm not blaming the victim. I'm only giving an analysis.
Nothing like that. Miss Ellen, go ahead. Continue. Give fire for fire. You are right. Yes.
Well, my darling. You see what you have caused now. Before, my listeners would be saying, yes, Mr. Jimmy, you're always right. Now you're letting them say, I'm always wrong. Eh? And they're pushing you. Don't let them push you. Hello?
Uncle Jimmy, good morning.
Oh, sir. Jare, morning. Uh-huh.
Madam Belly, morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Uncle Jimmy, you know today is Women's Day, right?
Yes.
Madam Belly, you are equal to the task. Give it back to him.
You can't do this.
And Uncle Jimmy, you were thinking of a friend to call. What of Baba Chioma?
Ha!
My mind is going to call Baba Chioma and he will sort us out.
But seriously, now that you mentioned his name, I've not heard. He's talking of Kelvin.
Oh.
I've not heard.
And Uncle Jimmy,
how this election has not affected him?
Or the cashless.
Because I never hear from him.
Or cashless situation.
Uncle Jimmy.
Yes.
For the men, like I always say, we need to discipline ourselves in that area.
Yes, yes.
A lot of us need to grow.
Yes.
Look at that man. You have to listen. The woman, you want to. No. They need us more, but we only jump the gun. That is the truth. Thank you, Madam Helen.
Okay. Okay. The woman have won. But the man wants to go.
Make it go now.
Hey, the woman too should go. What is he? It is said, I can't remember whether this was in a movie or whether that it is better for children to be out of a broken home than to live in it.
You know, let me tell you something my son told me one day. We're watching...
You'll be a man one day.
No, wait now. I tell you. We're watching this program.
Yes.
Where one of the parents was so bad.
Yes.
That he practically destroyed the lives of everybody in the family.
Yes.
And my son looked at me and said, Mommy, you know, I'd rather have one good parent than have one bad parent and one good parent. I said, why do you say so? It's good to have. He said, no. I would like to have two good parents.
Good parents.
But I'm saying I'd rather have one good parent than have one bad parent and one good parent. Because that bad parent can destroy everybody.
Everything. Well, that is given. Any house that has a defective partner.
That's what's happening
for one,
to
for
that
one,
man.
For one, yes. I don't know. Why I will lay the blame of irresponsibility, let me now stop winding you up. Why I will lay the blame of irresponsibility at the doorstep of the man is that if you don't want a woman, let her go.
Yes.
Tell her, my dear, or you pack your things
and go.
Yeah. One of the two. And then to the madam, do not, I repeat, you have only one life. I've seen women suffer 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
Some through physical violence, you say all because of the children. But by the time you leave, let me tell you the damage you will have. You would have been damaged. Even the children growing up in a home of this nature would have been seriously traumatized. Yeah. Seriously traumatized that it would affect them much later. So please... If you don't want again, just say, I'm not doing again, and then just go. But look at this one that Sherifa talks about. She says, Dear Bumi. He didn't even put Auntie there. Me, I can't call Auntie Bumi, Dear Bumi.
The column is Dear Bumi now.
But she says, Dear Bumi. Can't she say, Dear Auntie Bumi?
How many people would they write Dear Auntie Bumi for?
Okay. I will put it if she didn't put it. Dear Auntie Bumi is laughing at me. You know, Auntie Bumi, I asked her one day when she turned 70 that. And even what is it like to be 70? I asked her if she still goes on this. She said yes.
Mm-hmm. I told you.
You never get old. I'm a married woman with three children. My husband and I get along fine and the family is happy. But whenever we go to parties, he often teases me in public. I've handled this before. Let's see how you handle it. Admittedly, I've put on a bit of weight, you know, since I have had the kids, obviously. But he waits until there is an announcement before bragging about what a provider he was. He's a nasty guy.
Yeah.
He's a nasty. Why did he marry him in the first place? He would draw attention to my weight and my backside. Everybody said, well, you know. And this always infuriates me. Why does he act this way? And how can I? You can't make him stop. He's a lousy fellow.
But the other side of it is, you know, when we're growing up, there was a subject called moral instruction. I don't know if it is still being taught in schools. That's one. And then two, a lot of people don't have social etiquette. They have no grace.
Do you know
they
where
just
it comes
talk
from?
Anyhow.
Do you know where it comes from?
From
upbringing.
Yeah. So
they don't teach you these things at school. How dare you at my age? At my age now. Oh, well, my mom is not alive. I'm an orphan. Please, I want to be adopted.
At what
I'm
age?
Above for adoption. I can't be an orphan forever. I'm missing my mom.
At what age?
You know, some people are just bad-mannered. And some people take it in their stride. Okay, so you want to toast a woman, you say, yeah, Jekka Tulia, yes, come, make we repair your... And
who tell you say my life no good?
Let us, you know. And the woman will be laughing. Yeah, you know. But the world is changing, unfortunately. People are becoming more lousy.
Yeah.
Yes.
And disrespectful.
Would you believe, if I say this one now, Feta will laugh, that in the past, you couldn't dance alone in public, even at parties.
Yes.
You couldn't dance alone, either men or women. You could dance alone by the window, but when you want to dance...
Lojo Agbo,
you have to call... Even Fela Shrine, people won't believe this. Ask anybody. Fella ran on to much, much, much later in life. Fella said, my brother, I beg you cannot dance on the dance floor if you not get a woman. You can't, you know. But all those things are gone. The way people talk to themselves, the way I see a lot of embarrassing things that women see, especially women who find themselves in a position where you know they have to be careful because of the like beer parlor and restaurants and so on and so forth. Some idiots could give a tap or do all kinds of things. It's a background issue, and it's becoming more difficult to repair because of the economic problems situation that we have. People don't even know how to approach. I was thinking one time I should give coaching lessons in how to toast a woman. But then the people like you will embarrass me that am I that experienced or something. So I decided not to. I wanted to do it.
How old is the woman that you want them to toast?
That's not the issue, but even to toast a woman.
Do you even know the current love language, Uncle Jimmy? So I don't know. I think you should just stick to this, your newspaper analysis.
I don't know.
I don't know that you would be a good
toaster.
No, I don't think so.
I know what you are playing a trick. You want me to toast you?
Ah. It will fit.
You want me to when a woman says that I am sure you cannot. I'm sure she wants you to. I can't toast again.
I'm speechless.
Motilule. Besides, like my friend said the other day. I can't remember who it was. Was it? I said, you can't get value again. That was actually yes, can't get value. So that's where we are. Let's take just one more call, Abby. I tell you, cannot toast.
Good morning, Uncle Jim.
Pastor Fedasi. Okay, morning, Pastor Ladipo.
Good morning, Mrs. Helen.
Good morning, Pastor.
Yeah. I see Uncle Jimmy. Mrs. Edwin said something that in their days they were teaching moral lessons.
Yes.
I think a lot of things have been removed from our curriculum.
Yes.
And is affecting our behavior today.
Yes.
For that woman who is suffering in that marriage, I want to support Madam Helen. I think it has to do with economic power. And my advocacy has been this: let women be empowered financially. So that no man will just wake up and misbehave. Every woman needs to be totally empowered. That is where I stand.
Thank you, and God bless Nigeria.
Well, apart from that, I think that, like in all things in life, you should be prepared like a Boy Scout. I mean, the man might not even treat you, he could die. I mean, we don't pray for such things. I think everybody should be prepared. So this idea of I'm married and that's it, you know, you just sit back. No. It shouldn't really happen. And women need to stand their own sometimes with, and vice versa. Women, as human beings, you need to be able to stand your own under any circumstance. I mean, I can walk out of any job, anything, if the circumstance doesn't suit me, rather than get myself tied down. We got to go. Ellen, thank you very much. See you on Saturday morning.
Okay, Uncle Jimmy.
A boogie wa from Baba. I'll see you guys tomorrow, 9 o'clock. Bye.
This is The Voice Note.